we are back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So I actually wanted, I was going to move on to another story, but there was something else that I want to add about this issue with the shipwreck that took place in Baltimore. What just happened in Russia the other day? I'm not making the connection. I'm not saying there is a connection, right? But, and then, and on top of that, we had Sean Puffy Combs in the news for the whole sex trafficking, right? That happened before Sean, right? And now a lot of people go, where's the distraction? Wait a minute, which one happened first? Was it the shipwreck that happened, or was it Sean Puffy Combs that happened?
Will, look at this. Look at this article. This is exactly what you said to me this morning when I told you about this interview with Bannon. Would you tell me I needed to do? You said I need to watch the movie?
Oh, you're talking about Leave the World Behind?
And this is causing a lot of stir right now. Baltimore Bridge collapse draws comparisons to Obama's produced film.
I brought that up in the beginning of the show.
I'm just saying, isn't it funny how you're not the only one?
Because I'm telling you, because it was really odd. Because when I was watching, I watched the movie, and I'm just sitting there watching it, and I was like, it's really kind of odd. Like, what are they looking at? What is going on? They made it really eerie, like, right? It's kind of odd. And I'm looking at it, and this ship came on shipwreck. And then we have this one here. And then not only that, we've had other cyber attacks. Don't forget the cyber attack that happened in Hawaii. You remember not too long ago, it was their water filtration in Hawaii. Then they had a cyber attack here in the state of Texas, the electrical grid. Now they're saying it's a cyber attack with this ship. Then don't forget there was a cyber attack with the pipeline on the East Coast. You can't make it up. And I've constantly said that people need to get ready. This is the election year. We know that they're going to do something. Now, if I had that magical crystal ball and tell everybody exactly how this is all going to play out, then I would spill the beans, because I don't want it to happen. I don't want what the Democrats are trying to sell us, because they're not selling us anything that is good. They're not trying to help us with anything when it comes to the infrastructure of our country. And this is just another example of how the Democrats put America last. This is just another example. And then Joe Biden immediately says that he's going to come out and he's going to spend the money for it to fix the bridge. We're going to replace it. We're just going to fix it. Not even questioning anything. We're just going to fix it. It's election year. There's a reason why. How quick did Joe Biden address East Palestine? How quick was that? How quick did Joe Biden address the fires that took place in Hawaii? How quick was that? You're talking about lives were lost. How quick did Joe Biden respond to the fires that were taking place here in Texas? These are huge fires. How quick does Joe Biden respond? Well, let me put it this way. How long did it take him to respond to the border? How many years did it take him to go to the border? But this, he responds swiftly. If you haven't seen the movie, I know a lot of people don't want to watch a movie because it has a connection with Obama. Leave the World Behind. I mean, if you can get over that point, you should watch it. If you can get over that, you should watch it. I'm telling you right now, if you can get over the fact that Obama's name's connected to it some kind of way, if you can just set that aside and watch the movie, you might be like looking at what the plan is. It's like they put the plan right in front of our faces.
Yeah, well, and you know, you talk about what could happen. There's an article on CNN Business right now. It says cars, sugar, and cruises, how the port of Baltimore.
Can we put that on the screen?
Closure could hurt the economy, right? It says briefly, it says, we are omitting Baltimore on all our services for the foreseeable future until it's deemed safe for passage through this area. It says the closure to the Midwest More than any other port on the East Coast, Baltimore is a major hub for vehicles, containers, and commodities. Baltimore ranks first among U.S. ports for autos and light trucks. Isn't that interesting? And handling a record 650,000 vehicles last year. So they're deeming this as one of the major ports. Anyways. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, you know what? This is this is highly, I mean, there's so many questionable things that's happening with this. There's so many different things. Let me share this with you, Shannon. See if you can put this up on the screen here. Because actually someone just put the comment on here saying, look like Laura just retweeted this.
Okay.
Maybe you can get this and put it up on the screen. Yeah, I just sent you the link. Because we should be asking questions. When you get to the point to where, again, the government state media that automatically came out saying that this was just an accident, walk away from it, stop talking about it, stop looking at it, that should send off alarms. At least it does for me. Every time you have the government or the government state media telling us not to look at something, it sets off alarms. Like for another example, how the government telling us and then they get banned on social media, if you question, not even necessarily denying, but if even just simply questioning what took place in the election of 2020, just questioning it, they will ban you, suspend you, everything. Oh, you're an election denier. When the government state media, that's part of the reason why Rona is no longer at MSDNC, because she made public statements questioning the 2020 election. And they're saying, well, the only reason why she was questioning it because she was getting a paycheck from the RNC. Now that she's not at the RNC, she's going to like change her tune. You understand what I'm saying? Do you want to show that, Shannon?
So what you sent me was
let me make sure. I like to give credit here. It was Laura B left a comment on. Left a comment on Frank's speech.
So I'm not sure who this person is that posted this.
Uh-huh.
They're verified. So, but it says clearly.
Laura B said it was retweeted by Laura.
Okay. By Laura Logan. So yes. It says clearly the Dolly cargo ship was underway with all power to the moment of impact. It says the exterior lights on the ship can be shut off. That doesn't necessarily mean you lost power. That's a good point.
Right.
The most striking bit of information I can see is the speed. The speed increased to maximum speed of 8.7 knots, which it reached approximately 4 minutes before impact. At approximately 4 minutes before impact, it also initiated a turn directly heading towards the pylon it ultimately made contact with. Now, I pointed that out. I said it almost looks like it was directly going to that.
Yeah, it went straight to it.
But he shows, when we come back, we'll show the speed.
Yeah, we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk more about this.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds.
More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.